Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here we are again. I believe this is round four of another round with Wojo. I, Wojo, Bob Winowski of the world famous A Bogey and Wojo show now. He is the Birchie kid.
That's me.
Will Birchfield, the resident renegade, maybe?
Yeah, resident. Like I like that, the resident renegade.
Resident double
yeah,
R.
We can work with that.
And he is Evan Jenkins. They call him the ticket webmaster, but he's really
and
just
the king
a
of the kissing cup. You That's forget right. to mention
the
it every
king
time.
Of
I
the
always
kissing
do.
Cup. Right. Evan is the one, if you see the ticket website, he's digging up all those videos that are sort of dirty, but maybe not mm-hmm. quite
They're
pornish.
Borderline. Super appealing.
They're borderline.
If you go on Evan's computer and search like any hot chicks like Instagram or Twitter, every link has been already clicked on. Right. You can go right down the page and they're all purple. It's great.
Wait, do they real quick, in case, because we just free flow here on the Wojo podcast. Do they pay you to work here?
They do. They've been paying me for over a decade.
Because you sit there at the computer and do what pervs do at home.
No, not necessarily.
Not pervs.
Really? Pervs at home are looking at nudity. I don't look at any nudity here.
Okay.
Just
all.
On your phone every now
at
and then.
All.
Yeah.
And
you
so,
have
but
to...
Will is true. If somebody comes, hey, have you seen this girl? I'll be like, come
yeah.
on, guy.
Yeah, that's like yesterday's
of course
news,
I
man.
Have.
Come on.
Well, why don't we start? Because we got to get to
the
NBA
masses,
stuff.
Dude.
I'm sure you do. But I think we left last week, and you brought this up here in the station, that you were offended or disturbed that the Birchie kid was taking a, what, three-year reunion class or a reunion back to Connecticut.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. 2 years.
2 years
2015
reunion,
graduation, 2017.
Hanging out in a house with 16 dudes.
And my mom and two sisters.
Oh, that's
so
hot.
We had
okay.
some chicks in the mix.
How many dudes
mix.
Got laid that weekend?
Yeah.
Well, one of my best friends is dating my sister, and he was there too, so I think he got laid.
What about the other sister?
Yeah.
Hold on. You were in the house when your sister was, what do the kids say, doing the nasty?
I was going to say getting banged
I
out.
Think she was doing the deed with my good friend, Mac. Yeah, he was over.
And you were in the house at the same time?
I mean, I think I was. I was so drunk, man. It was like lights on, no one's home. I might have been in the room for all I know. I really don't know.
Imagine if you did walk in, you're like, whoa, man, that chick's hot.
Yeah. High five, dude. Nice. Nice pull.
Like, ah!
Oh, Zane, it's you.
So, Evan, what was your issue? Because you said we need to get it. What was your issue with him having a two-year college reunion
what
with
do
a bunch of dudes?
What do you need to do a two-year college? You probably talk to all these dudes still.
Yeah, just now, an excuse to party, right?
Yeah. We,
full
so
of dudes.
After...
Just...
No, it was after our first graduation in 2015, we had this big get together. We had this get together at my house, and then it's become this annual thing called the Hotchkiss Invitational. Got a golf course right there.
Well, this is
so
high school reunion.
No. I live at my high school where I went.
Yeah.
My parents work there.
So you can't
but
drink
all
on
my,
the premises.
Oh yeah, we can. We're all
no,
25,
it's
26.
High school, man.
They're all gone. Kids are all gone. Anything goes.
Wow.
So yeah, a little golf, a little booze, a lot of booze.
A lot of booze.
A lot
Doesn't
of fun.
Sound awful?
No, actually,
dude,
I think you've Evan,
15 homies, you just
not
don't
one
know
woman.
What it's
the
about.
The only woman getting banged out is a Birchfield.
Is his sister, right?
Oh, my mama was there too.
Oh, she's getting banged out.
Well, my
Birch.
Dad was there also, so I'm not, you know.
What
I don't
about
know.
The other
they,
sister?
They were just kind of being guardians the whole time. No, dude, come
I
on.
I don't think
she's
they
like,
guarded anything, to be
she's
honest.
Like, she's like 17, man. She ain't
Why didn't you bring cousins for the other friends to bang out?
She ain't getting, yeah, I know, I could have.
See, now I'm gonna.
They're all named Birchfields. It would have been a great party.
Yeah, see,
everybody getting laid.
Yeah,
but
right.
The Birchfield
left and
in.
Right.
You
Fingers
overstated
and butts,
this.
And butts.
You ripped on him unfairly for this. I'm gonna stand
stupid.
Up for him on that one.
This guy's worked here for a year, and he's probably gone on 10 trips out of state since you've worked here.
Yeah, just on the weekends though.
This guy.
Well, he doesn't want to take cab rides around Detroit. Check last week's podcast to get that update.
I went to CVS today and I got some hand lotion for my next time I get, you know, a little offer. I can. I don't want to get a dry guy, you know. Wait, buddy, I got the Dove Men Plus Care right here in the old back pocket.
Why did I bring that up?
I recognize you. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
Why did I bring that up?
Want to go to Woodward and 8 Mile? Is that a place?
Actually, it is.
That works for you.
There's like a fish place around there that I like.
Really? Tacos?
No, it's a fast food fish place.
Okay, all right.
It's like the joke when the blind man walks into a fish market and he goes, "Good morning, ladies."
I like that.
Okay, so this leads to the thing, because this is the issue. A bro weekend or a hoe weekend. That's unfair because, you know, the ladies are not, but that's how the kids
weekend?
Say.
Just you and 15 broads?
You're doing your typical weekend out in Royal Oak. You're doing your own personal Breeders' Cup for a horse racing analogy.
He's a thoroughbred.
Right. You're doing a weekend in Royal Oak, and I don't want to say hoes, but that's what people say, you know, with the ladies.
Yeah.
Or a bros weekend. Which one would you prefer?
Bros weekend, for sure.
I've just never understood.
See, that's the issue that Evan has.
Why any guys would want to get together for an entire weekend and just drink with a bunch of dudes with no women involved.
Because you
only
do it once a year or whatever.
You have a blast, man.
Yeah.
You're cracking jokes. You're all getting wasted. And by the way, a hose weekend, what you described, like,
potential.
You got to work it.
Right. A hose weekend, you might get lucky. If you're batting, like, 350, man, good average. A bros weekend is 1,000%. It's fun every time. There's no guarantee in a hose night. You know what I mean? You might go out and come home empty-handed. With the bros, you always get nice.
Think about how many of these bros. There's 16 bros, right?
Yeah, give or take.
How many of those guys off in the shower that weekend?
Oh, my God.
Nah, not at my house, man.
Yeah, right.
No.
At least half of them.
And he doesn't have to buy the bros drinks to get them to have fun.
No, they get them themselves. We just got a big old keg and a bunch of racks and just demolished.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going to stick up for the Birchie kid.
Thanks, Wojo.
It doesn't sound fun.
Well, that's why you weren't invited.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't
and you won't be. Now, speaking of not sticking up for someone, let's do a quick recap of the NBA Finals where it sounds this is what I want to make very clear, because we've done the sort of get off my lawn guy versus the millennials, and this recency bias that you young dorks have about everything that happens in the now, this rush to defend LeBron James as the greatest of all time, even though he's 3-5 in the finals, and the only defense that the youngsters come back with, you just think it's better back in the day with MJ and Michael Jordan. No, I think Tom Brady's better than Joe Montana for the greatest of all time.
Michigan.
When he referenced that, I was like, he's a Michigan guy.
Yeah, if he went to Michigan
You've got the Michigan football beat writer's headshot on your desktop
background. You put that on there.
So that gives you a sense of his Michigan loyalties.
So this is what beat you writer. Guys need to do. Why is it so important for the younger generation, the millennials, to carry LeBron's water? That's what I want to know. Let's not even debate Michael LeBron. Why do you jackholes have to carry his water so much?
Because there's so many guys like you who refuse to admit that LeBron might be the best of all time.
No.
So it's a carrying water contest, man. You guys carry MJ's. I'm going to go ahead and carry LeBron's.
It's not even MJ.
Michael Jordan is avowed as the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. So you have to make a case that your youngster has passed him, and you can't just do it by saying, well, because all the older guys like Michael Jordan.
Preach.
You have to have more than that.
Listen,
that don't work.
I don't make that case. I've never made the case that LeBron is better than Jordan, but I think it's closer than Wojo allows.
No, it's not.
No, it's a blowout.
LeBron in his career, I believe, is 8-4 in making the finals. MJ was, I think, 6-7. So it's an interesting stat.
Yeah.
Seven times in the Eastern.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. He gets all those triple doubles, too.
The times when he made the playoffs and didn't make the finals. I think he was 6-7.
Oh, you mean when it was like early 80s, Doug Collins was the coach, and Michael Jordan played with you, me, and Wojo.
Look who LeBron played with in Cleveland the first time. Those dudes sucked.
Yeah, they sucked in the playoffs too, except for the one time.
They were freaking off.
Booby, Miles, what was it? Booby Gibson. Booby Gibson.
Carlos Boozer was revered as a top power forward
in
the league.
Epic name.
Could you at least do this? Because I am not get off my lawn guy. I am. I do look at the local, the most recent ones, and give them credit. I just think this one. Will you at least acknowledge that the millennials' job is a little tougher because you have to look back at something that you hadn't seen? In
yes, I agree with that.
We have the advantage of having seen it all, so our votes count more.
Definitely.
Right?
I think that's fair, yes.
Yes.
You've got better perspective, for sure.
Right, like, if we were to debate with a really old person, like, how was Otto Graham back in the day? I would take his advice a little bit more.
For sure.
Do you know who Otto Graham is?
He's the guy that had like one swing, right? Yeah. Is that Moonlight Graham? Same guy?
I think no, Moonlight, because he's from Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah, and he had one. And Otto
Graham's a football player.
No, I think he had one plate appearance, but he walked. So
that's
he got
right.
No at
doesn't
bat.
Even count.
Yeah, no at bat.
Moonlight Graham.
Okay, so we made epic. Some ground up there. I thought we brought the generations together there. I like graham crackers, Put a little butter on them on the graham crackers.
Do you like graham crackers with the cinnamon?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And the butter. Just cake them in
butter.
Don't
you think graham crackers have gone away, though?
Yeah, I haven't seen them in a while.
But the cinnamon sugar ones that you're talking
about. So good, man.
Put a little butter on it, throw it in the microwave for like 7 seconds.
Can I give you a little clue at young Woji, young Bobby? After school, when I was like in grade school, my snack after when I got home, I have a little plate, and my mom would give me, I get 2 Fig Newtons and 2 graham crackers.
I love Fig Newtons.
It's the perfect after school snack.
It is a good after school snack.
Oh, it's not too sweet.
Did you ever do Ritz crackers, cream cheese, and jelly?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, dude. I used to whack those back in the day.
I used to take vanilla wafers. Vanilla wafers with a yogurt and then dip the cookie into the yogurt.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's very good.
Crush it.
See, those are the two things from my youth. Fig Newtons and graham crackers, they're still around, but no one really appreciates them.
We'll pound them.
Did you ever like figs? Like, does anyone like figs?
Not the actual
we gotta put it in the
Newtons. But damn, Fig Newtons
are
good.
So
dude.
Good.
Like,
I used to crush
them. Let's bring Fig Newtons
and you bend
back.
Them in half, and then you get each half.
Yeah, they have that nice kind of curl to them.
I feel like everyone's caught up in the Oreos. Let's bring Fig Newtons.
See, here he goes, get off my lawn, guy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Back in the day, we would eat a Fig Newton like you wouldn't believe. All right, so we solved that. We brought the generations together.
Okay.
I do have to ask about this. Where do you guys stand on? It was in the Indoor Football League.
Indoor,
not arena football.
I got that one.
He'll have you know.
Big controversy where a player scores a touchdown and then squats down and puts the football behind his buttocks and drops it like he was dropping a deuce.
Yeah.
And all the rage about that and I believe, did he get fined? I believe they fined him.
But is he the first guy to do that? He isn't, he?
Hasn't someone done that before? To do the actual poopage.
To have the deuce drop out. I think what you're thinking of is when the NFL decided to be more lenient on their celebration rules, former Detroit Lion Joe Fourier, I showed you this video, demonstrated all the touchdown dances, and that was one of the ones that he demonstrated on that Sports
Illustrated.
But he didn't do it in a game.
No, he didn't do it in a game. And it's the Indoor Football League. Okay, I didn't know.
You should be allowed to literally poop.
Yes. You should be able to run around naked, do whatever.
Do you think he did? Like, do you think he actually made, like, the muscle act of as he was doing it?
Like,
he
clenched the butt?
Yeah, he may have gotten the shorts a little
brown. Okay, well, here's the question.
No,
with the relaxed NFL celebration rules, they're saying, what happens if,
relaxed.
Golden Tate, whoever, scores a touchdown and does the pooping thing.
If anyone turns heads on that team, it's got to be Ebron, right? I think he's going to have the most.
Okay, but
colorful
is that too far?
Touchdown dance.
That is. Can we agree that's too far?
I think that's fine. Everybody poops.
Yeah,
not
who
girls.
Doesn't like a good poop joke.
Girls
or fart
don't. But every guy out there poops. So
You don't agree that you could celebrate with like a sexual pantomime act, do you?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, right. You would not.
No.
So, don't you think
that's... But pooping isn't a sexual act, only for freaks.
But it's supposed to be...
It is, yeah.
And your cab drivers,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, to me, that's going too far.
I was
going
to ask, man, like, I don't have to, like, belabor this point, but... And I meant to mention this last week, but if that guy wanted to give me a... just for, like, a 2-minute ride, what if I'd asked him for a ride, like, across a state? Like, what would his going rate have been?
You would have, You know, he would have ravaged you, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come out alive.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, check last week's podcast.
It's in the archives.
All right, let's wrap it up with this.
No, you know what? I got to add something to that real quick. Have you learned the Lingerie Football League? It's not called that anymore, but there's still women that perform in very little outfits. I post about it quite often on 97.1theticket.com.
I'll have to look at that.
And there was just recently, there's been women that have celebrated with chugging beers, makes news. This woman, I want to say 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, I don't know, they blur. She scored a touchdown, went up to a woman that had a short, low-cut top, motorboated her.
What?
Yeah.
You motorboating son of a you old sailor, you.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. If they can do that, you should be able to poop in the indoor football.
In the NFL, there's some fat offensive linemen you could probably motorboat
after
scoring a touchdown, don't you think?
Not with those pads.
Oh, that's true. That would make it difficult. Okay, so let's wrap with this. It's coming up on Father's Day, and this will hold even after Father's Day. I want to do a different angle on Father's Day.
Well, who's that?
Because everybody.
Amp.
You guys are easily distracted. Who's out there?
A bingo.
There was a cow out there earlier. A dude dressed up as a cow.
Will.
Oh, it wasn't a real cow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, stay away from that one.
Stay away from the cow's teats.
Yeah.
Okay. We wanted to go just start chugging on them and pulling on them.
How long would it take, do you think, to get it to like release the
juice? A person dressed like
a good
forever
puller?
Yeah.
Can get it real fast.
You got to massage with the fingertips first, right?
It's like a pulling squeeze.
It's not like a full
focus.
Hand thing.
Focus.
It's not like the cab drive.
Focus. All right, Father's Day. I don't want to do the traditional because nothing about this podcast is traditional. So I don't want to do the traditional. What was the best advice your father ever gave you? We're not doing that.
Yeah.
All right. This is what we're doing. Okay. Little self-deprecation here or father deprecation. What's the worst your father ever embarrassed you?
Oh man,
I've already got mine.
All right, go ahead.
I actually wanted to call
my dad to find Philip Jenkins about this one, but he said he's busy on phone calls today. I think he just didn't want to share the story on a podcast, but I'm going to share. It's about me, but he loves to share this story a lot.
He embarrassed you?
Oh, any girl I've ever dated, he meets them and tells them this story. And it's not a story I want to share, but I think it's a good one. 20, 21 years old, I got super drunk at this dude's house. Yet again, horrible idea to drink with just the dudes. So I come home, right?
Yeah.
And my parents, for some reason, decided to have carpet in their bathrooms. Figure that one out. I have no idea why my mom would do that. And she...
Wait, did I say that out loud?
I sat down on the toilet. I thought I was going to poop, right? Every story in every podcast is going to involve
just like
poop.
How old are you again now?
20, 21 years old.
You don't know when you're actually going to poop
and
when you're 20, 21?
Well,
when you're wasted, man, things happen.
Yes, I wasn't feeling well. And nothing was happening. Then all of a sudden, like, oh, my God, I'm going to puke. So I flip around. Didn't pull up my pants or anything, but flipped around.
You hadn't pooped yet, though?
No.
A clean bowl?
And so as soon as I start throwing up, I start So I shit all over my parents' floor. As I was throwing up. So there's puke coming out of my nose, my mouth.
Oh, my God.
And then poop coming out of my butt. It's rolling down my legs. It's just like a straight up, just a load of shit on my parents.
The American tragedy.
Carpeted.
Yeah. Everywhere.
And so I, as a drunk young man, decide to try to clean up said shit.
Oh, that's nice of you.
It's 2:30 in the morning. My mom is a neat freak. A neat freak. There's no dust. There's no nothing in her house.
Besides those panties lying around.
Yes, except for, the unbelievable, those panties. She walks in and goes, "What the f***, like screaming at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I went to puke and she's like, "Why wouldn't you just get in the shower?" And I'm like,
"Good point.
That's a great point. I don't know."
Right.
And so I'm just rubbing the into the carpet.
Oh man. So you gotta blot it, not rub it.
No, it was chunks of
My God. You are bleeping all this out.
No. And then all there was a big stain. My mom stayed up to like 4 in the morning cleaning it. They removed the carpet the next day. So my dad likes to tell my lowest of times.
Oh, so that's how he embarrasses you.
He tells that story.
He tells good. He should.
Ashley heard that?
You should be embarrassed
by that.
Every
girl I've ever introduced them to,
he tells it,
have heard that story.
How many girls have you brought home to your parents?
It's not many. It's got to take a lot.
Yeah, I've never done
that. I have high standards where I think even if the girl's like a, I'm not going to show them to mom and dad.
No. Your dad probably doesn't tell them your pooping story unless he thinks they're for real. They're legit girls.
Or if he's like, this girl's kind of want to like scare her away.
I get my sense of humor from my dad where everybody doesn't get it, but we throw it out there and we'll see what sticks.
See what sticks.
So to speak, yeah.
And he will try to embarrass me as much as possible whenever, wherever he can.
See, that's
because he gets a kick out of it. I think I'm his best bud. So, rightfully so.
Right. That's a heartwarming tale for Father's Day. And by the way, the jumping off point for this is, have you seen the Lonzo Ball commercial?
It's so good.
It's so good where he finally shows some self-deprecation and makes fun of Father's Day, to my father, LeVar Ball, who, I remember that time he yelled at my high school coach.
That was so great.
He goes on and on and on about all the embarrassing things.
And then some guy's like, me and my dad went fishing. Right. And then it comes back to Lonzo, and he's like, he forced me to sign with this tier, go to that school and this school. It's so great.
Yeah. Okay, mine is not nearly as good as yours, and you're going to think it's so dumb and cliche, but it has to do with McDonald's.
Oh, I thought it was going to have to do with Angelique.
No.
Okay.
And I don't know why this sticks with me. Because it's not even that embarrassing, but it was embarrassing. When I was a kid, I don't even know how old, maybe 10, 12, 13, whatever. McDonald's had this promotion where you'd get those tickets. Every time you bought like something, you get a punch, and maybe you had 10 punches or whatever, you get a free Big Mac.
Like Monopoly.
Yeah. And when you're a kid, it's a big treat to go to McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. When you're 10, 12, 13.
Huge. Yeah.
And when mom and dad would take you to McDonald's. So we had a big family. There'd be 3 or 4 kids, I forget how many at the time. We go to McDonald's and we'd get it punched. And for some reason, we went to this one McDonald's and they would only punch one of our cards for the whole order. Mm. Like, wouldn't punch everybody's individual because we ordered, punch, you get one, you get a punch, you get a punch, you get a punch. And I didn't care as a kid, just give me my damn Big Mac. I'm 11 years old and I can't wait to eat my Big Mac. And my dad threw such a fit. He goes, I want to see the manager as to why we can't have punches for each and every one. Well, sir, it says one per order. And he stood there defiantly and would not get out of line.
Good for him.
Would not let us walk away with our sandwiches until the manager came out and said, all right, sir. All right. He wasn't like swearing and being like belligerent guy. It was just I'm going to show my kids a lesson that you stand up for your rights and you get your McDonald's card punched when you're supposed to get it punched.
Right.
And to this day, although it did teach me kind of a nice lesson, it was so embarrassing.
It was killing you, huh?
It was
me. You learned a valuable lesson from it.
Give me my food quicker.
If you're owed something, you should get that something. But yeah, and give me my Big Mac faster.
But see, it never resonated with me because if I get the wrong order at a restaurant, I go, thank you, sorry. I pull away. Oh,
yeah, I don't
fries.
Ever send it back.
I never send it back.
I feel like you took that lesson to heart. I feel like you...
That's why he eats McDonald's all day every day.
Yeah. Oh, no, not really. But if I get the
wrong... When did you last have Mickey D's?
Oh, probably 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I love Mickey D's.
Only
so
convenience.
Good.
All right, well, do you have one?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'm forgetting a few good ones here, but the one that comes to mind
not poop.
No, it's nothing to do with poop or anything.
I got a lot of stories.
Yeah, that's like kind of your
that's my MO.
Yeah, that's your go-to for sure. When I was a sophomore or freshman in high school, we have this tradition where
it's like the Triscuit cracker.
If you want to hook up with a girl, you got to walk her back from like the main building to the dorm where she lives. And after
in high school, there's dorms.
It's a boarding school, yeah.
Oh.
And so after 3 walk backs, that's like when you're supposed to make out. We have all these dumb. You
Wait,
know, like,
third walk back, you're getting rules. To first base.
Yeah.
Are these unwritten rules like in baseball?
Unwritten, but everyone kind of abides by them unless you're like.
So when you're getting that third
freaky,
walk, you're like.
You're like, oh, I'm about to get some tongue action, baby. You're all psyched. So I walked back this girl.
What's the fourth one?
Her name was Kyle, actually, but I swear she's a girl. Walked her back.
If you only got to first base, how would you know?
That's true, yeah. Walked her back. Had walked her back 2 times.
Hi, Will. This is Kyle. Yeah. Walk tonight.
I swear I'm a girl. Let's go back to my dorm with urinals in it.
Don't mind the hair on my chest. Right. It's just hormones.
So I'm walking her back, third walk back, and my dad teaches at the school where I went to high school. And he that night happened to be in the main building where I was with Kyle. And he had no idea.
Kyle quotes.
He had no idea.
Oh,
that,
Will.
He didn't
is
know that,
that your dad
he didn't know
there?
That we had, Kyle and I had been walking back together, and like this was our third and, you know, most momentous walk back. And so he chose to walk back with us to Kyle's dorm as I'm like trying to spit game. And then like we stop outside her dorm, and I'm waiting for him to break off and walk back to our house.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr.
And,
Birchfield, for walking with
so
us.
So I'm sitting there making small talk, trying to like get him to scram, and he just stands there and he's cracking jokes, and maybe he leaned in for a kiss. I don't know. Like, starts getting crazy. But so he totally sewered me. I never got to make out.
And you never walked with Kyle again?
I walked with Kyle / Steve a couple more times. But
started walking with Henry.
But that night, he really blocked me. And yeah, it was a little bit embarrassing for sure.
So why didn't you just
no,
at that
maybe
point
he
say,
saved you and knew that yeah, Kyle wasn't doing
that's
right.
True.
And he's he like, well, I know this is third walk back, yeah. but I'm walking.
Why did you have
guys.
Hand signals like that? This is number three right now.
Right. Well,
this
I think he thought I was
three.
Doing this signal. He was like, oh, word, the old shocker. Nice.
Oh, yeah. I know that signal. Right, see, that? Those are
why,
heartwarming
okay,
tabs.
If all my stories are poop stories, all of his are hooking up with a dude.
And mine are food.
You're right about that.
Oh, wait a minute. That's true.
I got to look myself in the mirror.
But
damn.
You know, girl, Kyle.
Do you look more feminine than Kyle?
With the long hair, I might have. Damn, what was I doing in high school?
I will. Third walk back tonight.
It's time. Can we kiss?
So we'll continue with the
don't
fifth round.
Don't mind the Adam's apple, Will.
Another round with Wojo next week where the Burgey Kid will talk about some illicit hookup with... An undetermined
with
gender.
That, with that chick named Sarah, with that chick named Bob again.
An undetermined gender.
With a female named Matthew.
Yeah. And Evan will talk about spewing stuff from all sorts of orifice.
We might bring in a couple special guests, it sounds like.
There's some special guests beckoning.
And Angelique, I know you're listening. You're not off the hook, hon. No.
Leave the angel
you're
of the big house alone.
Soon.
And I, of course, will keep it all together with very insightful sports takes. In food stories.
How about those tigers?
Right. Oh, how about those? We'll get to them
and Will will talk about hanging out with 20 dudes being drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
should
time.
Be fun. That'll be the next round with Wojo, Evan, and the Burgey Kid.
And Kyle.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.